Тренировочное задание номер 8. Вы услышите разговор между отцом и дочерью о поездке в магазин. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A1, A7 соответствуют содержанию текста 1. Какие не соответствуют 2. И о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
I'm just going to the shop to get a few bits and pieces. Do you need anything?
You couldn't pick up half a dozen litre bottles of carbonated water, could you?
I would, Dad, but I'm going by bike, and I can't get anything heavy. It's more a case of anything small and urgent. Then I'm your girl.
Well, we need batteries for the remote control. They're small and really urgent. We'll not be able to watch TV otherwise.
More urgent for you than for me. But no problem, batteries. Anything else?
I think we're pretty low on toothpaste and maybe soap. Do you want to check?
I checked already, and we have plenty.
I know what we really need, a roll of insulation tape. Some wires have come loose under the stairs, and I promised your mum that I would sort it out. Actually, we need a new box of fuses as well. They really have run out because I looked yesterday. And by the way, we need a new screwdriver set because...
I'm not sure if I can get those from the shop on the corner. Probably it will be necessary to go into the centre of town.
Why don't we both go? I'll take the car and then we can stock up on some of the heavier things like water, fruit and veg.
You haven't looked outside, have you? There's been an accident at the top of Gardiner Street. The police have now closed it to cars and set up a diversion, but the traffic is at a complete standstill. The only way to travel just now is by bike or on foot, which is why I am going to cycle there.
I didn't realise. Was it a bad accident?
They say on the radio news that nobody was hurt, but 5 vehicles are involved, and they don't expect the road to be open again until later this evening.
I see. So we won't get a chance to visit the town centre shops until tomorrow. In that case, just some batteries, if they sell them at the corner shop. I hope they do, because I don't know how a TV addict like you will possibly survive a whole evening without TV.
Ha ha! Well, it takes one to know one.
Be careful on the bike. The traffic may be at a standstill, but there are always a few drivers who go on pavements and similar stunts. Have you asked your mum or brother if they need anything urgent?
I asked mum, but she doesn't need anything. Michael's still not home from college.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
I'm just going to the shop to get a few bits and pieces. Do you need anything?
You couldn't pick up half a dozen litre bottles of carbonated water, could you?
I would, Dad, but I'm going by bike, and I can't get anything heavy. It's more a case of anything small and urgent. Then I'm your girl.
Well, we need batteries for the remote control. They're small and really urgent. We'll not be able to watch TV otherwise.
More urgent for you than for me. But no problem, batteries. Anything else?
I think we're pretty low on toothpaste and maybe soap. Do you want to check?
I checked already and we have plenty.
I know what we really need, a roll of insulation tape. Some wires have come loose under the stairs and I promised your mum that I would sort it out. Actually, we need a new box of fuses as well. They really have run out because I looked yesterday. And by the way, we need a new screwdriver set because...
I'm not sure if I can get those from the shop on the corner. Probably it will be necessary to go into the centre of town.
Why don't we both go? I'll take the car, and then we can stock up on some of the heavier things like water, fruit and veg.
You haven't looked outside, have you? There's been an accident at the top of Gardiner Street. The police have now closed it to cars and set up a diversion, but the traffic is at a complete standstill. The only way to travel just now is by bike or on foot, which is why I am going to cycle there.
I didn't realise. Was it a bad accident?
They say on the radio news that nobody was hurt, but 5 vehicles are involved, and they don't expect the road to be open again until later this evening.
I see. So we won't get a chance to visit the town centre shops until tomorrow. In that case, just some batteries, if they sell them at the corner shop. I hope they do, because I don't know how a TV addict like you will possibly survive a whole evening without TV.
Ha ha! Well, it takes one to know one.
Be careful on the bike. The traffic may be at a standstill, but there are always a few drivers who go on pavements and similar stunts. Have you asked your mum or brother if they need anything urgent?
I asked Mum, but she doesn't need anything. Michael's still not home from college.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.